You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN. Or maybe you're consuming us on the Yes vehicle. Peter and Don, Michael feeling under the weather today.
Well, he's texting. I didn't
get a text, did I?
Well, he texted me. I know he texted all of us.
No, there we go. There's the group. I see. See what he said. JJ is now dead to me. Oh, he did say that. That's unfortunate. That's the end of JJ. He's lost a lot of people in this last week. The Caster.
I want to mention, too, before, if we don't Zonker. Get a chance, that on Yes tonight, Nets pregame is at 6:30. The Nets Raptors at 7:30.
Okay.
The Yes app, exclusively Yankees Diablos in Mexico City at 8 p.m.
Why?
Because they're scheduled to be there.
Really?
So
why?
Michael, if you don't know, why am I explaining it to you? They're playing the Diablos.
Why?
Because it's on the schedule.
Okay.
I'm sure it's a pure money grab by the Diablos.
Why?
Because they want to make money. Because they signed
why?
Trevor Bauer, so they obviously have no soul.
Why?
And they play the Yankees in an exhibition game, which is one of the last few before they break camp and go to Houston for opening day on Thursday.
Why?
Because it's opening day of the 2024 season, and you got to play 162 games, and you can't play game two until there's game one, Michael.
Why? Okay.
All right. Let's do a little, real quick, let's start the 4 o'clock hour before we get into some foosball here with a little tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. Second seeded Marquette is moving on to the Sweet 16 after defeating Colorado 81-77. And UConn, of course, took care of business against Greenies Northwestern 75-58.
So that's over.
It's over.
And Creighton won too, right? They beat Oregon?
That's sure they did.
So that means all three of the Big East teams have made it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So that must make Rick Pitino feel pretty good.
That was your tournament update presented by Schweppes. Right. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is proud to sponsor the Big East Conference.
Much more than that.
Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale. Everyone was surprised that I said the tournament kind of brought me back in this weekend.
I was shocked.
And it was really because, if you're out there listening, you had the same experience maybe. The weather was so nasty on Saturday. And my wife was sort of annoyed with me. So we were sort of in our own spaces on Saturday evening.
Oh, wow. I need to get to the bottom of that. But listen, there's a reason why we're off the air at times.
No. Yeah,
that's also none of my business.
No, it was nothing signif. It was just like...
people get on each other's nerves.
It was just like, you know what? You know what we need? A few hours. We need a few hours. So she was watching something somewhere, and I
watching Roadhouse.
Probably watching the original Roadhouse, and I flipped on the tournament, and then when her and I came back together, when we rejoined to hang again, we were both locked into the second half of the Oakland vehicle, the Oakland NC State vehicle.
Okay,
which that game just had a lot. It has Gulke. The Gulke is just, that's his name, right? It's been so long now. It's been, what, 2 full days?
Yeah.
But the 24-year-old kid for Oakland, who was just dropping bombs, ties the all-time record for most three-pointers in his first two tournament games. I think he hit 10 in game one and 6 in game two.
Three.
And then you had Burns, the big man for NC State, who, Don, he's like the NCAA basketball version of the fat guy in original NHL hockey for Nintendo hockey. Remember, you could choose between small, medium, or large.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
He was the large version. Like, he literally was that guy, but so good. Had such great touch with the ball. He's a treat to watch. So I just got locked into that game. And then afterwards, the aforementioned Oregon-Creighton game came out. That went to overtime as well. So Saturday night just sort of sucked me back in and reminded me. And can I tell you what else I enjoy?
What's that?
The tremendous work of Brian Anderson. I'm a big Brian Anderson guy.
No, he's a very good
guy. I think Brian Anderson, how about this? I think he maybe is underrated a national play-by-play guy as there is in the business.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty strong.
I just think
I'm not mad at that opinion.
There's something about his voice. He doesn't overdo it at all, but he has a seriousness and a fun sort of approach when things get going. So I was bad, but apparently no one here. It was just me.
Well, only because everything's pretty much been chalk. And then we thought that you'd be disgusted by how big Duke won by. That maybe you'd be
By the way, still, from what I was told, still going for full alley-oops and dunks while up 25 points.
Right, so maybe that fed into your hatred of them, which entertained you. I'm not sure. But my problem with it, well, we can get into all the normal arguments, the one and done, so there's no stars anymore, and everything pretty much went chalk, so there haven't been any really big upsets, all the things that really are supposed to excite you about the tournament. But I'll be honest, for me, New York sports is enough.
There's a lot.
There's a lot going on here, man. I got a chance to call Rangers Panthers. That was a big win for the Rangers in the shootout. They're now tied for first place in the NHL. If you're an Islander fan, you're living and dying with every game because they're on the outside looking for the playoffs. Same with the Devils. You know, the Nets trying to play for the play-in. The Knicks are playing huge games, trying to make sure that they can at least get home court in the first round. You're getting closer and closer to the opening of baseball season. You know, the Mets signed DJ Martinez. The Yankees seem like they're dropping like flies injury-wise. So usually you get to this time of year, it's like, well, baseball hasn't started yet, and the playoff sports, wow, we know who's in, who's out in the NBA and the NHL. No. I mean, there's still tons of reasons to watch the basketball and the hockey. Because of the regular season coming to an end here, and the baseball about to start. Seems like there's always news in football. So I feel like there's enough, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I don't follow it during the year. So all of a sudden now, because it's the tournament, I'm supposed to be dropping knowledge on you about all the things that are going on. No.
Well, no one should do that.
Now, things happen. We talk about it. Obviously, a big deal if there's a huge upset, and we got into what happened to St. John's and Seton Hall before the dance started. But as a sports fan, I mean, there's too much that's entertaining me. And I quite frankly don't care enough to turn away from the stuff that does interest me. Like Saturday, that was a big Nick Net game. I enjoyed watching that. Went right into, you know, the Islanders were playing the Winnipeg Jets. And then I got a chance to call the Rangers and the Panthers. I felt like my Saturday was full. And then by the time I got to Sunday, I was more interested in what was happening elsewhere. So I'm good. I'm sorry.
Nothing to be offended by. You know, I'm not offended that you weren't brought back into it. And I agree. I feel like a little bit of a fraud these days by how little I'm into it. And then I jump fully in when the tournament happens. But that's what the tournament is. That's what the World Cup is. That's what these sort of events are to me. Now, what were your thoughts earlier on what we heard from John Mara? Don LaGreca.
I'm not surprised. I mean, of course he was disgusted by the fact that Saquon left and that Saquon went to the Eagles. But here's the thing that bothers me about John Mara that I love about him. The thing I love the most about John Mara is the thing that irritates me the most about him, is that he's a fan. And sometimes he makes judgments and decisions about his football team from the heart instead of the head. So I love that my owner's all in. I love the fact that he's so invested. It's a family business, handed down from his grandfather to his dad to him. I love that about the Giants. I love that about John Mara. But if he had his way, Peter, Saquon would still be here and probably would pay him the money that would have kept him here. And it would not have been the right decision. Everybody should be disgusted that he went to Philadelphia. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Is that all the things that I love about John Mara are the reasons why you stuck too long with Eli. The reason why I think the Saquon stuff went as long as it did.
According to Connor Hughes, by the way, the quotes are as follows. He said, Mara said he, quote, hated seeing Saquon Barkley leave. He texted him and told him it made him sick shortly after he signed. The fact that he left for the Eagles made it a tougher pill to swallow.
So can you, as an executive of a team, because that's ultimately what you are as an owner. Yes, you're a fan. You want the team to do well. But can you let your heart get that much in the way? Can you be driven by what makes you feel good? Can you be driven by what you think is the right thing in your heart? We love Saquon. We drafted him second overall. He's such a good kid. Give him what he wants. Give him $15 million a year. Give him $20 million a year. We just can't have him go. Like a lot of fans have said on the show. Can you afford to be that way? You're an executive. I think you got to be a cold stone killer to be an executive in the National Football League.
I think it's a stone cold killer.
What did I say?
Cold stone. Well, like you love the ice cream.
I was hankering for the ice cream.
Yeah,
I just don't know how they just throw it there like on the
brick.
On the brick like
and
that.
Just,
like,
do you remember when that was such a big thing?
I know.
I mean, that was a moment in time.
But you know what I mean. It's just, you just have to be a stone cold killer. And not let your heart get in the way. Everybody loves Saquon. Peter, we love Saquon.
We love Saquon.
I hated to see him go.
I hated
but it was the right
go.
Thing to do.
You had to do it.
And if it means him going to Philadelphia for what's right for your organization, then you live with that. So in a way, I love John for being sick to his stomach like Dave Rothenberg was when it happened, the way I was when it happened, because we love Saquon so much. But I need my executive to think it was the right thing. This is what we have to do. Sorry. You know, and I stand by the decision from my general manager and my head coach, and we're gonna get better, and we're gonna move on. So, I love that John is so in, but I wish he had a little bit more killer in him, a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I get it. I hear you as well, but there is something very endearing about your owner too. You just don't want it to guide the entire organization, but it seems like he's not.
But that's the juxtaposition, and it killed us with Eli because it was the last Wellington pick, and they loved Eli, and he was part of the family. So let's get him another championship. So let's give all this money to Solder. Let's draft Saquon Barkley. Let's try to give it one kick at the can when they probably should have cut ties with Eli 2 years earlier than they did.
Now, some more from the Mara of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Mara says he would support Dable and Shane if they fell in love with a quarterback in the draft. He says they are looking at quarterbacks. He later added that he's been told this is the best QB class in years. He also said at times he wishes Dable would, quote, tone it down, but he doesn't believe that he behaves irrationally. He has not asked Dable to change, nor does he believe there are culture problems in the building.
Well, that's important. But he would like him to tone it down. So if we were interviewing him, the question would be, in what way? What is it about him? Was it screaming at Daniel Jones? Like, what is it that you'd like to see him tone down? But he seems to be in love with everything else.
Is some of the personality traits, some of the personality traits that he believes should be toned down, are they what led to the Wink Martindale problems?
Yeah, that's why I would like to get to it. Was it just the relationship with the players? Is he blaming his demeanor on what went wrong with Wink? Now, after it's all said and done, Peter, it looks like Wink was, he had to go, and it looked like it was more of a Wink problem than a Dable problem, but is that something that he should have nipped in the bud a lot earlier before it became a problem? The fact that it went public. Now, a lot of people think it went public because of Wink, and that's one of the reasons that he's gone, especially with his underlings. But overall, it sounds like he's got his coaches back. See, what's interesting about this, Peter, is that it's the first time in a long time the Giants went outside the organization. Like when they hired Tom Coughlin, Coughlin was a wide receivers coach with the Giants last Super Bowl before Tom got there. You know, Gettleman was a scout for the Giants. Jerry Reese came up through the organization and was the assistant to Accorsi when Accorsi was let go. They've always kind of kept it in-house. And with Shane and Dable, they kind of went outside the organization. So there's a little bit of unknown there. And I'm wondering if that kind of makes John a little uncomfortable, because these aren't people that he had like an intimate knowledge of before they got here, the way he had with a lot of other people, like Bill Parcells, who was a defensive coordinator before the Giants, before he was elevated. Ray Hanley, who was an assistant coach before he was elevated. Seems like on the rare occasions, like Dan Reeves didn't know a lot about him, but he came from the Cowboys, and certainly he had an intimate knowledge of everything the Cowboys were doing, and he came recommended by Tom Landry. But there's always that comfort level of there being a legacy with most of these hires. And I wonder if that kind of just leaves them in a kind of uncomfortable position, than the guys that he was a little bit closer to.
Let's keep going with the Giants. Let's go to Andrew in Medford. Hey, Andrew, what do you got?
Yeah, hey, guys.
How you doing,
bud? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Listen, speaking of the Giants, the New York Giants, I mean, they're in great position right now, even if they don't move at all at six. You know, they're lined up for an elite wide receiver, a 1,000-yard receiver, something they haven't had in like 6 years since Beckham, of course. But if they were to make a trade, the only one that would make sense would be with the Cardinals. Because let's face it, the Cardinals, why would they want to trade out of the first 10 in the draft? They could switch with the Giants to six, and they still have a shot at one of those elite receivers. So the Cardinals would make out good still. The Giants would get a quarterback, and they'd probably give up another two picks, I would think, maybe like in the fifth round or something.
But well, the only difference is what quarterback do you like, and do you think that quarterback will be there at four? Because if New England holds on to the three, and they take a quarterback, and you know what's going to happen with the top pick, that's going to be a quarterback. Williams is going to be gone. Like, so can you afford, if the top three quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, well, then do you want the fourth quarterback? So that's why New England's intriguing to me, because if New England is willing to trade, forget about why New England does it. They do what they want to do. That's their business. Well, now I got a crack at the top three quarterbacks. So that's why you'd rather have New England's pick than Arizona's pick.
I just don't see New England trading, though, because
New England does
need a quarterback. You know, like the first three, it's safe to say, they need a franchise quarterback. So you would think the first three would be quarterbacks, the next three would be receiver. The only thing I see different with that, or with the Giants even making a deal, is with the Cardinals. Because the Cardinals would still have a shot at a receiver.
Right.
And the Giants would have a shot at
here's the only thing that New England, that I would think why New England would be talking. They don't like any of the quarterbacks outside of the top two. So they don't like who would be there at three or four. So they're out. They're maybe in a long-term rebuild here. So they feel like, I want to trade down, get a bunch of picks, because, Peter, what good's them drafting a great wide receiver at three? Harrison Jr. got nobody to throw on the football.
It makes no sense.
So maybe they're looking to trade down, get a bunch of picks, and go into a full-blown rebuild. That only works if they don't like any of the quarterbacks. But if the Giants love the quarterback, they've got to make sure that they trade with someone where they're guaranteed to get that quarterback.
Guys, you know what it's time for?
What's that?
Drop Madness. Very, very excited. Very excited. Of course, the voting has already begun on Twitter or X, whichever you prefer. TMKS ESPN is our account. We do, I think next year we move off this altogether. I think I said this last year, but we never did it. Anthony, what's I think that? Next year, don't think we move on. It's like, it makes the most sense, but it's also, I don't know how many people are actively on Twitter in the same way.
How would you like to do it?
I don't know. Well, that's what...
We were thinking of kicking other ideas around, but then you wouldn't get the live voting the other way.
I know. It's a hard decision in terms of what's actually better.
If you don't want the live voting, there's another way we could do this next year.
We just wouldn't be able to see it.
Until the end.
But I don't necessarily hate that.
Okay.
Because the thing is, there's two opportunities. Let's just lift the curtain up altogether. Number one, you invite people into your own world, like if you do it on your own website, etc., versus using Elon Musk's website. And number two, I just feel like, in my experience on Twitter these days, less and less normal people are operating and regularly engaging on Twitter.
But I do think that most people have been on it. Maybe they just disengaged with Twitter. You can parachute back in just for this.
But some don't.
Well,
I think people who moved on, they deleted the app, they just don't even think about it.
Well, if that's the case, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, no, you just give them a website to go to instead, and they don't have to go. Because you have to log in.
Right.
You could choose a website, Don, where no one has to log in. They're just, you know, you go to dropmadness.com.
Well, we've got our app. I'm sure our app is capable of doing anything.
Oh, of course it is. You kidding me? Anyways, for right now, though, you'll do it on Twitter. TMKS ESPN is where you'll find it. And in the Flub region, the three seeds in action. Glaff has full. Tough. Up against the 14.
But stay right here on the Ray.
Oh, boy. Also, the old boy makes that one.
Also, in the Flub region, we have the 6 seed.
Hit the post, but the backhand. That one worked.
That's got to go.
You know what?
Absolutely has to go.
I don't know.
It has to go.
It's a good.
It has to go.
Up against the 11 seed.
But is Aaron, Alan Boone. Oh, boy.
You know what? Maybe it's time.
It could be Alan Armstead.
You know what, though? You got a good matchup. You got a chance.
I like that. Listen, don't you want Michaels to live on?
Oh, That's so tough, though, because I like you so rarely make a mistake. And shot went. It's a strange.
It cripples me emotionally.
Hit the post by the backhand. That one was.
It cripples me emotionally, but you know it probably cripples Michael just as emotionally. So
yeah, let me hear
it's
the
a win-win for either.
Let me hear the Michael one more time.
But is Aaron Alan Boone? Oh boy.
You know what? Maybe it's time.
It could be Alan Onset.
See, but Don, what's great about his is how comfortably he goes right into Alan Boone and then immediately, no hesitation, just goes, oh boy, right after he does it. We go to the funny region, the 3 seed.
See ya.
Okay, up against the 14.
I think I speak for everybody when I say thank you for the phone call.
See, that's going to lose, Don, but in the moment, it was incredible.
Thank you.
It doesn't play as a great drop. That drop almost exists, Anthony, because the moment was so good. More so than the drop itself. Because Michael's screaming laugh, we didn't even think that much of at the time, but it sounds great.
It doesn't matter. But, boy, that caller were like...
It was so bad. I'm and good. Don say, we all were waiting for it to end. So saying, I think I speak for all of us. And when I say thank you for the call was tremendous. Also in the funny region, the 6 seed.
Wake up, Flip.
A lot of use for that drop. Maybe as used a drop as there is, short of Griffin's, you know what? That 6 seed is up against this 11 seed.
I've got a team that stinks.
The troubling region, the 3 seeds in action.
Your face against the freaking television screen, and you can't remember who didn't bunt.
Up against the 14.
You get like a rogue piece of sand in the wrong hole.
Oh, boy. That's relatively new.
We also have the 6 seed in the troubling region.
He's Chris Russo. He's God. He floats on air.
Up against the 11 seed.
People suck.
I mean, I just love...
These are really good.
Those 4 drops really encapsulate who Michael and Don are as people. I wish they could all move on. The nether region, the 3 seed.
He stinks.
Really good drop from... I mean, the enunciation... Have you ever heard the word stinks have that many?
No.
The S is strong. The T is strong. The N is strong. The K is strong. The final S is strong. Listen again. Listen to the pronunciation.
He stinks.
Every letter is represented well.
Have you ever heard that, Don? Where every letter in a word gets its due?
No.
That's the 3 seed, and it's up against the 14.
Look at that sandwich. How nice and fresh it is.
So that's good. Dan Grossa.
You guys can't appreciate it because you both weren't here.
Yeah, but was he doing a fake commercial for Jersey Mike's?
Well, he was doing, you know, the Danny DeVito Jersey Mike's. Yeah. He sounds like Danny. And also, he was using my mic. He was right up against me to show me how awkward the commercial is.
Over the top of him, going like this.
rubbing his hands together, like mimicking the commercial. And that really
made it. Don brings something else out of Dan that you don't get every day.
It's unbelievable what happens.
It's different when they're together,
I'd
right?
say you'd have to be here, but there's a reason that... Dan's on, because you're not.
But I'll tell you what, you never know what happens. A Don and Dan vehicle, that could be very interesting.
The Dandy Don Show, as Richard once said.
That's right. Let's stay in the nether region, and let's go with a legend as the 6 seed.
I'd be rolling torpedoes, get blunted with Rastas, and for a hefty fee, I'm on your record, like Bob Costas.
Oh, I love Bob Costas. But I got to tell you, Bob, you are a legend, but you are up against a very feisty 11 seed.
What is your take on sausage?
Because, I mean, the truth is that's a better drop.
Early first half for Danny Sausage.
Early? Up?
It's up early.
Well, that's the thing. The Bob Costas thing is great, but he's quoting Ludacris, and we love it. But the 11 seed, that Danny Sausage drop, that is an upstart. You can do your voting right there on your Twitter vehicle. And if you haven't been on Twitter in years, we appreciate you going on and just voting. All right, TMKS, ESPN, vote early. Get those votes in. You have till 6:20. And now Don is going to talk to us about jewelry.
London Jewelers is hosting their annual wedding band event from Thursday, April 4th through Sunday, April 7th. All wedding bands are 20% off. Brand exclusions may apply. The 2 by London Wedding Band collection has something for every style and budget. Come in or call for an appointment at any of their locations. Americana Manhasset, Wheatley Plaza, Glen Cove, East Hampton, Southampton, Westfield World Trade Center, and the Mall at Short Hills, where you can enter for a chance to win an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night honeymoon for 2 at any Sandals Resort. The best deals are at London Jewelers from April 4th through 7th.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Incarcerated Bob just sent me a clip from the web, I don't know, TikTok or something. Pete Rose talking to a gentleman, and looks like they're watching some college basketball, and he says, Pete says, in the 70s and 80s, I wish I had an interpreter. I would have gotten off scot-free. So Pete having a little bit of fun. Listen, you better believe he's going to be watching this closely.
But let's be careful, okay? We've played the what-if game. Right now, there isn't any evidence that we've seen that says Ohtani was betting on these games.
No, we have no evidence.
So Pete needs to be careful, okay? First of all, Pete got caught betting. Pete got caught betting on baseball. Now, he bet on his team to win, but that's a little bit different than what's happening here. His interpreter got busted. It looks like Ohtani, at least there's evidence that Ohtani may have funded it, but there is no evidence as of right now that Ohtani was betting through his interpreter. Now, maybe that'll come out. Maybe that ends up being the truth. But right now, Pete is taking a leap.
But does Pete really need to be careful? I mean, can he sully his reputation anymore?
No. Well, if you're going to talk about it from that standpoint, you're right. There's nothing else that he can do that's going to sully his reputation or soil his reputation or whatever. But it doesn't make it right.
No, you don't want to do that
stuff out there because he's Pete Rose and now it's all over the place. So these are the things that happen. This is why Major League Baseball's got to do their due diligence here, because losing in the court of public opinion is very damning, because they don't need evidence. People don't need to formulate opinions based on evidence. They're not in a court of law. They're just, and you know how it is this day and age, whatever you want to believe then becomes the truth in your eyes.
They're on our TV in here on the NFL Network, they're replaying the Eagles-Bills game, I think, from this season.
Mm-hmm.
It was the week 12. Don, how can you describe it? You can't see, can you, because of the light?
No, anything worth watching is always behind the light for me. It's amazing. It's crazy.
But it's not intentional.
No, but it always works out that way.
Normally, the NFL Network would not be what's worth watching in April, but it just happens.
If they cared about me,
yeah,
they would actually physically remove that TV from the wall.
So
and put it somewhere where I can see it. Nothing ever happens, and it just so happens, just out of pure coinkydink, that anything of substance is always right behind that light.
So I
refuse to even look up.
On that TV that you can't see, Don, it's in that game, the Eagles were wearing their throwback jerseys.
Right.
It's hard to describe what makes the throwbacks throwbacks. But those are throwbacks, right, Anthony?
Oh, the greens?
Yeah.
Greens? I forget what green they call it.
The Kelly green.
Thank you, Tom.
Kelly green.
It is interesting, though, Don. How different is that than the current jersey? Do they not have a... They wear black. No. They wear the black.
But they have black in it. Now, it might technically be the same Kelly green, but it just doesn't pop the way it did when there was no black and it was just the white letters and numbers
I kind of need. Can you go walk around the light and take a look? I want you to see.
Oh, no,
it.
I could see.
And the helmet looks different.
No, that is definitely a lighter green that they wear now. Those their throwbacks are flat out gorgeous.
That's a fire jersey. And do their current jerseys not have the eagle on the sleeves either? They don't, right? The old bird?
I don't think it does.
There it is for you. Take a gander.
It is really nice. That's Harold Carmichael. I'm going back there.
No, for me, it's Randall Cunningham.
Mike Quick.
Yeah. Sure. All the way up to Ricky Waters,
Ron
I feel
Jaworski.
Like. I mean.
Andre Dirty Waters.
Andre Waters, a hell of a player.
Bad dude. No longer with us.
Jerome Brown.
Yeah, those were. I hate the Eagles. As you should.
But that doesn't mean
I can't. When you're kicking it old school like that, the vet, that had like, you know, it felt like they were like the drains right there in the AstroTurf. You were taking your life in your hands.
It is funny, though, how like teams have a personality through their city that just sort of lives on. And I'm going to really have to accept a lot of Eagles love right now because I'm less than 2 weeks away from WrestleMania.
And got to be down there. We're going to be there.
Not only are we going to be there, and Don and I will be at WWE World a week from this Thursday. That's already a week from Thursday. Don and I will be at WWE World, which is at the Philly Convention Center. We will be doing the K Show. Michael will be on the show. He just will not be physically with us. But Don and I will be there from 3 to 6:30 with our whole Yes team and our 98.7 team. We will be there. And I got to kind of deal with some Eagle love because, Don, a lot of the colors around WrestleMania, so much of it's built into the fact that it's at the Link. It's kind of an Eagle thing.
I feel
good.
I feel like I'll be fine because I've always talked up Philadelphia. You can ask Andrew Gunling. Now, Anthony Greek text said the Philadelphia Eagles colors right now are midnight green, silver, black, and white.
Oh, midnight
Maury changed
green.
It in 96. So it went from Kelly green to midnight green. I don't like their uniforms right now. I don't like their anything about what they got going on with the helmet. But back in the day, now maybe that's just the bias of me as a child thinking back to those old days of loving football back in the 70s. There was back in a time, it was before me, where they had the white helmet with the green wing and all that. The uniforms you're talking about right now,
yeah,
beautiful.
I love them. I love them. I mean, I hate them, but I love them. Matter of fact, Don, while you're there, maybe we go early and pop by the Mitchell and Ness store. What a beautiful place. I haven't been in a few years. I don't know if it's the same now that it's like a Fanatics vehicle.
But can I purchase? I'm not going to go buy, as much as I like that jersey, I'm not going to buy it.
No, they have everything there, though. They don't just have Philly stuff. They're just based in Philly. You can go buy a Giants jersey. You can buy whatever you want.
I buy something for the kids.
They don't, but
I can't walk around with a jersey now. I just look like.
But they're not. They're not. But they have. Would you wear a sweatshirt? What sports stuff will you wear at this point? Anything?
I'll tell you what I would want to have right now.
All right.
Because it'll take me back to grade school.
Okay.
Now, obviously, it wasn't leather, but it had the leather look, where you had the leather sleeves, kind of like, you know, it looks like a varsity jacket, the old NFL ones.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fabric was, but it kind of
wool.
But it was kind of like my starter jacket, the leather jacket,
yeah,
like where the sleeves, the wrists, you've got the fabric,
mm-hmm,
but it was like faux leather on the arms,
yeah,
and then it would have the helmet on the breast.
Of course.
I would buy a Giant one, like, and not with the stupid NY guard, like with the Giants. Again, I am just so tired and borderline disgusted with their uniforms right now. Just go back to the 70s and 80s look, okay? What are you honoring? Stop it, all right? Those guys are dinosaurs now. We love them. They're honored. They're in the...
How can we make this a thing?
It just got to stop.
Seriously, you're so right.
Why? They didn't try back then.
No, you're...
And I know it takes them back. My dad loved it when they converted to it at times because it brought him back to his childhood. I get it. But if you want to really go back to 56 in the championship game and everything, there was no logo on the helmet. Do you want to do that? No. The Giants, for the large majority of the people that are still with us, Giants on the helmet.
With the
brighter blue and the red, white, and blue. Come on. Get with it.
And you got two Super Bowls from that look.
Right, and we got two Super Bowls from the NY. So, all right, we're even now. We accomplished it.
No, go back to it.
Go back.
Is there anyone who favors the current look?
maybe some really old school people or whatever. But again, just look at it. The practicality. I'm not even really talking about anything great. Giants, kind of lame. You got a giant. You could have came up with a really cool logo. A giant, something muscular, whatever. They didn't do that. They decided to go with the
lowercase N-Y.
Disgusting. Which is a joke.
Makes you sick.
The double bar one when they played at Yale and then Giants across. But a lot was accomplished back then. It just looks nicer. It's, and again, I understand I'm biased because I was in my childhood. They converted to that when they moved back in, when they moved into Jersey, 76, Larry Zonka, the whole thing. But really, from 76 to what, 2004, whenever they converted full time to the lowercase NY, whatever year it was, stop yourself. Go back to Giants, please. Will you please?
1-800-919. 3776.
Would you almost forget the number?
Well, I almost went hot 97. That's the hard part.
That's all right. You didn't do what Michael did that one time. He gave a cell number. That was
fun. Well, that's a maybe it's time for you to go moment. That's what that is.
Well, that was probably, we were doing 10 to 1, so that was pre 05.
And did he get the number all the way out?
Yeah, and was getting calls.
Real quick, speaking of brilliant things, did you hear Woody Johnson's comments today on Zach Wilson?
I did. I they were read to me. Do you actually have the audio?
Or is no.
Read it to me. Read it to me again.
Oh, you know what? I actually have something. Here you go. Woody Johnson on Zach Wilson's future.
You know, Zach, you know, I feel badly about Zach in some ways because, you know, last year would have been a first time he could just sit back and watch a master at work, right? And he's never had that. He's been in the fire from day one. And I think that's what he needs. He needs to be in a place where he can observe for a while. He's got the skill. He can do everything. Mm-hmm. There's a reason we drafted him at number two overall. I have confidence that he'll get there at some point.
Can that happen here?
I think it's, it's possible, if we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. So it's possible that he could do it here. Probably better from his standpoint. It's probably better if he changes faces and gets to a new place and he can wipe the slate clean. In that way.
Well, you're saying two things, but listen, the reason they have to keep him is they don't want to have the $11 million dead money hit if they release him. But just optically, Peter. Can you afford to have him on the roster in 2024, even as the third string quarterback? Because he's like a zit on a 16-year-old. It just keeps coming back. It's amazing. No matter what you do, you try to bury him on the practice squad.
Please.
At some point, guys get hurt, especially when they're jet quarterbacks, and he ends up playing in a game. Can you really afford to have him play in a game in 2024? I understand your season's over if you ever get to that point, but just optically, can you have him trot out and be your starting quarterback at any point during the course of the season?
Seriously. Can you imagine? Because we were talking about it before the show, and someone in the room said, well, seriously, if they can't trade him, they shouldn't take the cap hit. They should keep him. But I said, can you really even picture a world in which Jets fans would have a situation where a Sunday's coming up and they know Zach Wilson's starting? How could you put a fan base through that again?
Well, how old is Tyrod Taylor? Like 34?
Yeah.
And then you've got, a guy that's going to be 41 in December and Aaron Rodgers. Is it that crazy to think that they both end up, they can't play one day and then here comes Zach Wilson trotting out again?
How could you do that to your fans again? You can't.
It's cruel.
Don't do it to the media. We can't do it again. We can't cover it again.
All right. I know you don't have a relationship with us anymore, but don't do it to our show.
No.
We deserve better.
We all deserve better. All right. We will take a bunch of your phone calls next. A lot to get into in the 5 o'clock hour. Got to talk about the Knicks, who got a nice win over the weekend and have a must-win game tonight. You got to beat the bad teams in this league and are also going to be doing it again without OG. But guys, let me bring you a message brought to you by BetterHelp. What's the first thing that you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe exercise, maybe nap, maybe spend time with a friend or family member. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time, but more time for what? That's the question. And therapy can do many different things to help you out, but one thing it's great at doing is helping you prioritize what is in fact important. I know that's one thing I've benefited from when it comes to therapy, which has been so critical for me during the worst times of my life. Positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and deciding what stuff you need to prioritize. If you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible and it's suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Wow, Brownshire's going to see Herbie Hancock tonight. I'm so upset.
That's interesting.
Tomorrow night. Oh, I'm annoyed. I'm going to take in the Ranger game, but I didn't know Herb Hancock was playing. Herb John Hancock. Herbie Hancock. I mean, that's a legend right there. Any headhunters going to be there? Or just Herb by himself. You know, it's not advertised as the headhunters. Just Herbie Hancock. That's right. It's a hell of a last name that he got up from. When you think about it, a lot of people would have given up, Don.
Or drive them to something special. Like I do think a name, like, does drive you sometimes to greatness. Like you think of certain people, like they had to become famous with that name, right? Like Neil Armstrong. Like
how do you fail?
That can't be your plumber.
No.
That can't be your accountant. Neil Armstrong's the first person that walked on the moon.
That's right. Hell of a name.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's other examples, right? Like Aaron Judge.
Even Aaron Judge is a strong name. Arson Judge, too. Let's go to the phone lines. We haven't done this in a little while. There's a lot there. Let's go to Chris in the UPS truck who's been on hold for a while. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to talk real quick about the Knicks, and I wanted to say that I spoke to Allen Hahn and Bart, and I know I brushed up with you guys before, but Deuce McBride is going to be a great, great asset to the New York Knicks, and I'm happy he's getting his opportunity because I really do think he can be a very, very efficient player in the NBA. And one other thing is the trade talks with next year or the things that we can do. I honestly think Mikal Bridges will be the perfect fit for what the Knicks are doing. The chemistry that obviously he has with his fellow people. And he's a defensive gym rat who can actually have an offensive game. And that's all I have to say. What was you guys' thoughts? And another note, Peter, I just want to say that I do really look up to you as far as everything that you are in. I am a Hot 97 listener. I do listen to your podcast here and there. But I do want to say that I look up to you in a sense of you dipping and dabbing in everything. And you never change the kind of person you are. And that's what I want to do moving forward.
Oh, man, nice.
Everything that I do.
Chris, thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, man.
McBride has just been a godsend for this team. And that's what championship teams do. They find other guys besides their stars. Steve Young told us this a long, long time ago with Victor Cruz. It's like, who in the beginning of the season you're not thinking about, by the end of the season you're buying his jersey? I don't know if McBride's to that point, but think of how many games that they've won recently because of his play. And that's not somebody at the beginning of the season you thought was going to be an important piece to any kind of a run.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using everybody.
It's been impressive.
We talk so much about the Brunson signing, and DiVincenzo got a ton of money, but what a shrewd pickup he was.
He really was.
We watch him on Saturday. I mean, he had a 7-0 run himself, I think, to start the fourth quarter when that game was getting dicey, or late in the third quarter. I forget exactly when it was in the second half. And it's like, he has gotten so much play. He was a part of the, big coming off the bench for them, and now he's getting more minutes because of all the injuries. God, Leon Rose has done a spectacular job. He really has.
And it's another one of those names that you didn't hear other people clamoring. What are we going to do? People have to get Dante DiVincenzo. All we heard about was how they needed to get a huge star.
Right.
And if they didn't get a huge star, it was going to be a failure. And now they got a guy who turned into a huge star in Jalen Brunson. And Don, I believe they're one piece away, but I don't believe this Knicks team needs a monster, A-list, top-of-the-card superstar at this point.
No, you're right.
I think they could bring in a really nice shooter who's a high-level player, but not... I think Jalen Brunson is your superstar. And then you have your lunch pail stud in Julius Randle, who's going to battle for you every day. You got OG, who makes everyone on this team better when he's healthy. So now can they find a piece that I think is much more attainable than finding that star? They stumbled into one somehow.
Well, I wonder if it's gotten to this point, because it's always about who they didn't get. Right? They didn't get Donovan Mitchell, so, oh my God, they messed up. That was supposed to be the big guy that they got. And then nobody talked about the Hartenstein signing, and nobody talked about the DiVincenzo signing. And they end up becoming really important pieces to this team. Is it to the point where you just trust Leon Rose? That instead of thinking who you believe they should get, just sit back and whatever Leon does, it's probably going to find a way to work. Josh Hart, too. That got a little bit more play when they acquired him. But Peter, it seems like every move, not everyone, some of them have missed, but for the most part, I mean, listen, OG, if you want to criticize him for it because he hasn't been able to stay on the court, but when they got him, they were like 15-1, whatever, it was something ridiculous. It just seems like, let him work his magic. And maybe they aren't sexy moves at the time, but boy, they turn out to be great.
Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Hey, I.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Peter. Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, it's funny. I get out and I hear the remarks of what he made, and I get it, whether he's posturing, praying that he could get a seventh-round pick or whatever it might be. But could you just imagine in about 2 or 3 weeks when these guys show up for off-season workouts and he's still part of the team and they let him in the building to work out? It's like bad karma. You can't let this guy back into Florham Park.
But it's not free. It's not like it's still going to cost a lot of dead money. So I understand the thinking, but at the end of the day, I'm sorry. I can't have him in a Jet uniform going forward. I can't do it.
No, you absolutely can, and I don't think he'll ever get that far, and I think the organization realizes it, but ultimately it comes down to the owner, and if the owner don't want to eat the money, I just can't imagine watching preseason games with Zach Wilson at quarterback this summer.
I mean, I can't imagine ever watching any games with Zach Wilson ever again.
But as long as he's on the roster, he finds a way in games. He can't do it.
And then you end up playing the same game over and over again. Oh, I mean, maybe this is the week he figures it out. And it's
because that's what he'll do. He'll come into a game. He'll throw a couple of touchdown passes. Ooh, maybe it did. No. It's time. You eventually get to the end of the road, Peter.
You got to take the L. You got to be willing to say, yeah, he might become great somewhere else. It's unfortunate. It just can't be here. It's not going to happen here. It won't happen here. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a really big Mets fan. And seeing all this stuff going on with Ohtani, it just made me think back to when Trevor Bauer was, when he was going through all his crap, how, like, he made a whole big show, almost came to the Mets. And I just can't imagine, like, I'm just glad we dodged the bullet there, because imagine if we did get Ohtani, what kind of controversy, like, even though, like, you know, we don't know what happened for certain, but still, there's something went down. And with the Mets dealing with that, I couldn't even imagine, like, how much more pressure it would be, not just on them, but also on Steve.
I hear you. It just, I don't think, Andrew, I don't even think it was ever close. Ohtani was just not going to come here. I understand they dodged a bullet, and I guess the Bauer thing was a little bit more real, although everybody seems to be in unison that not getting him is the smart thing to do because of all the information that they have. But do you really think it was ever real of Ohtani coming to New York with either of these teams?
Honestly, no, but, you know, there was always that chance, but, like, honestly, he wasn't going to leave the West Coast.
Yeah, so but you're right. From a Mets perspective, if he ended up becoming a Met, they would probably find more, and he'd be banned for life and never play. But I don't think it's ever going to come to that. I
hope not.
I don't think it's going to come to that. And if it ever did, then you'd be able to get out of the contract, right? It would stink for the Dodgers. They didn't get the player they thought they were going to get. But if it ever came to that point, I don't think they'd have to eat any money.
This is crazy to see trending all over social media. I don't know how much, Don, you followed. Probably not that much of the Sean Combs stuff over the last couple of months.
No, but it's seen hard enough. Not to see it, yeah.
So now, after all of these incredible allegations of just horrible, horrifying, terrifying sexual assault allegations and grooming and all those things. Now, apparently, both of his homes have been raided by the feds in L.A. and Miami. And the video here of Don, the machine gun toting feds all going into his mansion in L.A., God. I don't even know, not to sound ignorant, I don't even know what that's about relative to this story. It's crazy, crazy stuff. Guys, Peter Rosenberg here for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Come get some right now. You can come get a 2023 Jeep Gladiator for up to 30% off MSRP. That's right, up to 30% off MSRP. Don't forget about their 7-year, 100,000-mile certified pre-owned warranty on all certified pre-owns, all during the Jeep Celebration event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.